Strengthen for your service, Lord, these hands that holy things have taken, these ears which have heard your word, these tongues which have sung your praises, these eyes that have seen the tokens of your love, and the bodies that have been fed with your body. That's the prayer after communion that we use here at the well. You want to know a secret? When I first heard it, I didn't like it at all. And the dean's even here, and I said it. But it's grown on me. It's grown on me into a powerful reflection of the imminent presence of God that we feel each week here at the well, and I believe it. We come to this table and have our bodies fed with the body and blood of Jesus Christ. We have that intimate encounter with God. So my mind has changed. All right, so I've made my confession to you all. Now you all need to tell me a secret. Why aren't your faces shining? I mean, it seems to me, after reading today's text, that anyone who has an intimate encounter with God as frequently as you all do should have shiny faces. And I'm talking about faces that would light up the place. I'm not talking about shiny faces like those of us who have too much forehead, or as Becky would tell you, too much back head like I do. If you have that kind of encounter with God, you too should be transfigured like Jesus. Our Old Testament reading cuts off a little bit too short. Those of you maybe familiar with the text will know that in the latter chapters of Exodus, after Moses has his encounter with God on the mountain, he brings down the tablets, and his face too was shining. People don't pay too much attention to that because it says that he veiled his face. Is that it? Is that why your faces aren't shining? St. Paul says that that veil was about Moses' anxiety, that perhaps the shiny was wearing off. Are you all anxious about the effects of this encounter with God? Do you veil your faces one to another? Lest somebody see that the effects are wearing off. Maybe that's why our faces don't shine. I'd like, too, to think that Elijah's face shone after his encounter with God, but unfortunately, he's zipped up in the whirlwind. We don't ever see Elijah again, at least not till he turns back up here with Jesus on the mountaintop. Is that why your faces don't shine? Have you been zipped up into heaven, as our friends say sometime, too heavenly minded to be any earthly good? Is that why we can't see your faces shine? I'd like, too, to think that Peter and James and John's faces shone. Certainly they were there when Jesus was revealed. They heard the voice of God on at least once, if not many more occasions. But what did they do? They fell to their faces. They got down in the dirt. And maybe by the time they got up and started to brush themselves off, they were too covered with it all. Or your face is dirty from getting down in the dirt? Is that why we cannot see your faces shine? Why don't our faces shine? You know, it's interesting to me that as we get to the end of this story, when Jesus comes and he kind of wakens Peter and James and John, and they look up and it says that they see Jesus standing there alone. It's never mentioned again about Jesus' transfigured face, his shining face. I wonder what happens to that. Certainly Jesus is not ashamed. Certainly Jesus is not concerned that his encounter with God is fleeting. Certainly Jesus is not yet willing to abandon the world to take his shining face off to some where else? Certainly Jesus is not covered in the dirt of the world. Why does Jesus' face stop shining too? I think it's locked up in the last verse that the dean read this evening. He told them not to tell anyone about the vision until after the Son of Man was resurrected. The world was not ready for that message yet. The world was not ready for the vision. The world was not ready for Jesus' shining face. And maybe that's the case here. Maybe even after all of that, even after 1,000 and 2,000 years, maybe we're still not ready to see the shining faces. Maybe it's not that your face is not shining, but that I cannot see it. And so Jesus gives us some instructions, those of us who have had our encounter with God, who are now transfigured into that Christ likeness, set out upon a world that is not ready yet to receive the full brightness of the glory of God. Don't tell them about the vision. They're not ready. But don't stop working. Because if we live into that call that Jesus has, that desire that he has to bring the whole world to this table, to bring the whole world to that mountaintop where they too can pray, strengthen for your service, Lord, then we still have work to do. We have veils of shame and guilt to lift off of people's faces. We have instruction and challenge to call people back to the presence of the needs of this world. We have some dusting off and some cleaning up to do. So that one day when all of our faces shine, we can see one another clearly. Amen.